WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. There's a recording session that's been talked about for years, but could be heard only on Bootlegs, the Million Dollar Quartet session. It's Elvis Presley and some of his friends, including Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis, relaxing and playing in the Sun Record Studios in Memphis in 1956. Earlier this year, RCA released the recording, and rock and roll historian Ed Ward says it's an unparalleled document of the times and the talent.
Is there no place like home?
There's no place like home. Well, now I say home.
It was December 4th, 1956, and the Sun Studios were abuzz with activity. Singer and guitarist Carl Perkins was finally out of the hospital after the auto accident that had taken the momentum from the success of his recording of Blue Suede Shoes. And earlier in the day, he'd come to Sun to cut another record, Matchbox, that he hoped would get him back on track. Sam Phillips, who owned the place, thought Carl's arrangement needed some beef and called in a young piano player, Jerry Lee Lewis, who'd just started recording for Sun. Jerry Lee needed the work. He was sleeping on his uncle's couch, and his first record had only come out 2 days before, so he was dead broke. By 4 o'clock, Perkins was sung out, so they ended the session. They were confident that Matchbox was going to be a big hit, because in the middle of the playbacks, Elvis had walked in with a girlfriend, and had heard the track and pronounced it great. Elvis was a huge star by now, but he couldn't help dropping by Sun to see his old friends. So when the official recording was over, he walked into the studio room and sat down with Carl and Jerry Lee.
You belong to my heart.
Remember that?
Now and forever.
Yeah.
We were there beneath the stars while a million guitars played our love song. When they said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. Solomon Table of
Air. Yeah.
Do you remember?
Almost immediately, somebody turned on the tape recorder, and with some gaps where tape reels were changed, nearly everything that happened in the studio for the next 90 minutes was documented. They started off with gospel music, a common ground the three men shared.
Will this, this Rover Boys trio sing farther along? Will this Rover Boys
Give us a D chord.
We have a little chord here.
Ten.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ten.
One in the middle, yeah.
Tempted and tried, we're off made to wonder why it should be thus.
By now, there were more people in the studio, and nobody's quite sure who was doing what. But Elvis's voice is distinctive enough that it stood out. Everybody wanted to have Elvis record their songs. Even Sam Phillips pitched a song to him. And Elvis, sounding a little uncomfortable, agreed to listen to it. Nowhere is Elvis's newfound relationship to his fame more evident than in this portrait of Jackie Wilson, though.
Billy Ward and his dominoes. There's a guy out there who's done a takeoff on me. Don't be cruel. He tried so hard until he got much better, boy. Much better than that record of mine. Oh, no, wait now. I mean, it's this way. He was real slender. He was a colored guy. He got up there and he said, he had a little slow with me. Started off. He said, what kind of key did I do it in? What key did I do Don't Be Cruel in? He said, hey, you know I can't be found. Wait, son. Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least a telephone. And he had his feet turned in like this, and all the time was singing, and feet was going in and out, both ways, sliding like this. He says, hey, you know I can't be found.
Oh,
he
man,
says, at least, please, a telephone.
Telephone.
Don't be.
It's evident that Elvis was in awe of the skinny young singer who was still with Billy Ward's Dominoes, still a couple of years from the records that would make him famous. Elvis's being in the studio was news, and while the tapes rolled, Sam Phillips did a very smart thing. He called the local newspaper, and then he called Johnny Cash, another young singer who, like Jerry Lee Lewis, was just getting his career going at Sun. A carefully posed photograph, taken when they arrived, shows Elvis seated at the piano with Jerry Lee, Carl, and Johnny with their mouths open, supposedly singing. This photo later gave rise to the name for this tape jam session, the Million Dollar Quartet, although Cash is heard nowhere on the tape and left right after his photo was taken. The Carl Perkins Band had a show that night, and they left, too.
That's why I hate to start in this jam session. I'm always the last one to leave. Mm-hmm. Always.
Pretty soon, Elvis left for the control room to talk with Sam Phillips and some fans. And Jerry Lee, whose ego can be heard trying to burst the bounds of politeness, did a one-man show for the microphone. It was, we hear somebody note, 5:30. It was supper time. Time to be with the family, tell them about the amazing fun you'd had this afternoon. Fun that, through some miracle, was preserved on a bunch of reels of tape.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Father,
this is Fresh Air.